keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With the blessing of King Charles to form a government now achieved, Labour leader Keir Starmer has officially become the Prime Minister of Great Britain, ending 14 years of Conservative rule, Rishi Sunak, the outgoing Prime Minister, offering his resignation to King Charles. Hurricane Beryl has made landfall just northeast of Tulum, Mexico. Maximum sustained winds now 110 miles an hour, making it a Category 2 storm. The government's June employment report is due in about an hour from the Labor Department. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
Employers created 272,000 jobs in May. The June report is expected to show a gain of 190,000, still historically strong, but much smaller, and a sign that the economy may be starting to cool. Look for the jobless rate to remain 4%.
The economy, one of the big issues in the presidential campaign. President Biden expected to talk about it during campaign stops in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today. The president also talking about last week's debate performance with ABC's George Stephanopoulos today. This is ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison Friday. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Safety experts are stressing the importance of handling fireworks responsibly today. Joe Ullery reports.
Fire Chief Trevor Hash warns against using illegal fireworks because of the dangers they pose. Injuries are less common now thanks to awareness, but there still will likely be injuries.
They're not as common because of things like what you're doing right now. The awareness of you don't want to go out there and touch the dud. You know, you want to have an adult set them off and have a big perimeter.
Last year, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reported around 10,000 fireworks-related injuries and 8 fatalities in the nation. Hash reminds everyone that fireworks can easily ignite nearby structures, vegetation, and clothing, leading to severe burns, lacerations, and eye injuries. Keep children at least 100 feet away and never let them handle fireworks. I'm Joe Ullery.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Dodger Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are in L.A. to open a 3-game holiday weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Milwaukee's still in first place with a 6-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Dodgers in first place in the West with a 6.5-game lead over the Padres. Tonight will be the debut of 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale, picked up in that trade earlier this week with Tampa Bay, against the Dodgers veteran righty Taylor Glasnow, who played for the Rays and the Pirates before that. Last night in Denver, the Brewers' bats went cold. They lost 4-3 to the Rockies, who had jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. And although the Rockies are in last place, they managed to split the 4-game series with the Brewers. Pat Murphy after the loss.
There was a ton of opportunities tonight, I think, and a couple miscues defensively that cost us, but it's tough to have the intensity every night, but we do keep it close, and I'm just, you catch me 15 minutes after the game, I'm going to be disappointed.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it, and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. Tonight, rain will end. It'll gradually clear overnight. Our low 59. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, thank you very much.
Come on. Welcome back. It's a great day.
We got some texts are awesome. That is the most Mino thing ever.
Right.
I was starting to feel bad. I didn't get an invite. John, we need to hear the lady made for this. I'd like to know why you're closing my street down for a bleeping radio show. That was a true story about a lady that called a TV station. Me and Nick used to play that all the time on our show. It was recorded because we used to play it all the time. We had to clean up. I'd like to know why you're preempting my soap opera for the bleeping space shuttle. The only one better than that would be Scott Vensey. The one time he played us a message he got from a guy who didn't like it. He's like, hi, Scott Vensey, leave me a message. Yeah, that sounds like you. Why don't you? You got three favorite teams, Bayport, so and so, and so and so. Why don't you get a job and get a life? You're a moron.
I think that's
got another one. Happy anniversary. I'm dying laughing, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon. One of my favorite people. A good challenge would be total miles biked in 1 month now that John has a bike. I need an odometer, though. I got to get me an odometer, and I'd like an odometer and possibly a basket.
That's actually a good one.
Yes.
Let's put that under consideration.
Okay.
Total miles biked in 1 month.
Yes. But you know, can I just say one thing, though?
Yeah.
Your win today on the weight challenge has to come with a bit of an asterisk.
What?
You've got a professional trainer.
They're open to anybody.
Professional trainer, Jim. Me, I'm out on the Fox Trail dying. People are trying to offer me water, trying to tell me to sit in the shade.
The shelter's over there.
I actually sat at St. Francis. Is it St. Francis?
Yes.
I actually sat at St. Francis's shrine a little bit yesterday. Yeah.
Todd, did you hear this lame excuse wanting to welch on the bet?
Todd being Todd, I think he would be on my side.
No,
of this. Go ahead.
Todd.
I didn't hear it, so Jim, fill me up.
Okay. Johnny said there should be an asterisk next to my
me losing the $100 weight loss bet.
My victory. Because I have a personal trainer. And I'm like, John, you could have one too. You could have gone to a fat farm. There's a lot of stuff you could have done, but instead you chose to.
Okay, I don't like the term fat farm.
I was just going to say, is that
politically correct at all?
I think that's what they're offended.
Called. No,
I think that's what they're called.
In about the 1960s. Yeah, 50s, 60s, Todd. Where did that one end? 1969. Oh, here it is. Radio rules. Never use the term fat farm. Ever. You will be off the air. You'll be banned.
John, that's what they're called.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
Oh, my.
I don't think they call them that anymore, Jim.
No. But when you sent people away that couldn't control their,
weight loss facilities?
Yes.
Weight loss clinics?
Right. That's exactly.
Health clinics? Nobody uses that term. That's so derogatory and demeaning. And for you to use that term towards me, that that's where I should go, I'm okay. Offended.
Okay, Fat Farm. Fat camps for adults. Five-star experience at this Fat Farm. It's right here. Right here, Johnny. Yeah, this one's in Appleton. You could go to that. All-exclusive weight loss camp. I agree that that's better. I just want to say when
there is no place. You will not find a single entity, a place that calls itself a Fat Farm.
Premier Fitness Camp.
There you go.
All I'm saying is when I Googled Fat Farm, came up right away. Nobody said, like, it wasn't blocked. Oh, you know, you can't say this. I think there's some other words.
Well, you can put, you can put a lot of stuff in there. It doesn't mean it's right to.
Right.
Award-winning all-inclusive weight loss. What do they do at Fat Farms? Okay, let me keep looking here.
Please do. I will pay you an extra $100 if you can find someplace that calls itself a professional entity that calls itself a Fat Farm. And then I will go to it. How's that?
Wow. Fat Farm is a.
So what, Jim?
It's weight loss resorts. Weight loss resorts.
Oh, it's a resort.
Oh, a resort.
Resort.
Not a farm.
I happen to call things the way I see them.
Wow. How did I last a year?
How did I last 16?
Oh, my God.
How about fat camp? Will you give me that?
No.
Can't use fat camp is for you. If you want to be around people with bodies that look like yours. This is an ad, Johnny. I'm reading it. It's called Fat Camp. www.fatcamptreat. Fat Camp Retreat. Fat Camp Retreat. It's Fat Camp Retreat.
All of a sudden, a radio has gone from professional at 6 o'clock to him spelling out words and trying to say sentences.
Oh my God. Now he's showing me pictures. Do I look like
Jim.
That?
No.
Jim.
No.
Oh my God.
I didn't think it was that offensive.
We got a text from Todd of Green Bay. He wanted to send you guys something special. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Here it comes. Let me play it for you.
Let's celebrate your special day.
Okay.
You the very best. Happy anniversary.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you, Todd. That was very nice.
Yes.
I needed
thoughtful.
That.
Yes. Me
wow.
Too, now that we're. Okay. Well,
you know what? I would go to a camp because I'm probably 40 pounds overweight for my height versus whatever. But my height's always off. And I always talk about my legs. There's like, I've always won teddy bears at fairs when they try to guess my weight because they always think it's less than I am. So, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. So anyway. Okay. We'll give a prize. If anybody can help us out with texting here, what would be a better term for a place I should go to than Fat Farm that Jim says? Just because I lost the bet with him, even though I almost killed myself with heat prostration yesterday trying to lose as much weight as possible.
Yeah. I'll give you credit for wrestling. The rubber suit, X-Lax, whatever.
You know what
it
I
is,
ate yesterday? I ate a turkey burger. With no bun, just turkey burger.
Wow.
I eat those now instead of hamburgers.
They're
good.
That's a good step.
But they're delicious. And I had those roasted vegetables that I bought from Costco.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, you like those. Yeah.
That's all I ate.
But I was telling Todd that the reason I don't want to delve into another weight loss program at this time is I like to grill, right?
I know.
And I've got the hot dog bars, where you got the chili and the cheese and onions and relish and all that. I like to do those.
You know what I think put me the edge in the bad way?
Huh.
That soup you gave me.
Yeah, that soup was
delicious. It's like,
he's been sabotaging you this whole time, John.
No,
who's been force feeding you food?
No question. But it's so funny yesterday. I'm like, oh, man, that was healthy. I mean, it's all seafood. A lot of cream, a lot of butter, bacon.
It's true. You're like, was there bacon in there? Like, that was the salt, though. I didn't add
so salt, I retained salt, I think, is what happened to me. And that's why I tried to sweat it all out yesterday.
John could go to the YMCA. It's walking distance from him. There you go. That's a text from one of our listeners.
I'm not a Y guy.
I'm not a Y.
You know what my problem? I end up talking to people too much.
That was why.
That's
the downtown one.
I'll run into somebody. Hey, how you doing? And then I end up talking more than working out.
She did my job. You go there and complaints about this. Complaints about parking tickets.
I know.
It's like,
get this text. This day just keeps getting better and better.
I hope so. Can't go really the other way. Yes.
I want to come up with a proper name for, I don't even like to use the term. This is the last time I'm ever going to say these words, fat farm, again, that you use towards me, saying that's what I should go to.
I think, yeah. It's, all right. Well, all right.
You know what I'd like to do, though? You know what I'd like to do? Jeez. We need a health Mark Houston. Is Mark coming in today?
What's Mark coming in? Friday is his day.
Okay. Here's what we need
to do. We'll get this.
No, listen to me. We need to do, because this is exactly what we
need. Oh, jeez,
I'm becoming like him. We need to do either a height weight ratio.
Okay.
Or a BMI index.
Yep.
That's the key.
BMI index.
Yes. BMI index.
That height weight, there's three types of body structure. And so height weight
and
BMI.
My big thighs throw me off the skew.
Okay, because it's like, come on, Doc, how much taller do I have to get? So no, let's
to match my weight.
Right,
yes.
To fit the
I think
chart.
I'd have to be 6'6".
BMI. That's fair.
What do you guys think about that biking challenge, though?
I'm in. I'm all for it.
I like that idea. Because that's not weight loss. That's just exercise.
Yes, that's cardio.
But I got to get an odometer.
We have to get the same odometer.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You don't even trust me on that?
Nope. Those odometers that you put them on your spoke, right? It just ticks it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I had one on my bike. I told you, I had the most tricked out bike. I had the basket, which, because I was an athlete.
And the balloons?
Had the, had the basket, had an odometer, had a light. I was tricked out, and that was cool
tricked
in those days.
Out.
Yeah.
We would not have referred to that as tricked out where I grew up. Well, we may have taken your lunch money.
Anyway. Joke's on you.
No, I'm okay with that. The odometer thing, I don't want to use our phones because I don't know if I'd really buy that they can track the distance. But if we get the same odometer, we install them at the exact same time.
Yes.
Okay, I would be okay. I'd be up for that. I would be up for that.
Where to get an odometer from? I haven't seen one of those in a lot of years.
Me either.
Okay. And who's going to install it? I don't know how to install it.
No, me either.
All right.
Maybe you could get the folks from the Bike Collective to help us out. Or
yeah!
Something. The Flukies can probably help us.
The Flukies!
Or George.
Flukies!
George, right down here at the Broken Spoke. George, he's a good guy.
I don't know George.
George's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
I like that challenge.
And he should advertise with us, too.
I like the challenge.
Well, maybe he'll advertise, and he'll be the sponsor of this challenge between the two of you.
George not only sells great bikes, or we can go to the Sweetchills over at, what's the place on Broadway? You know, the doctors own that, those ophthalmologists.
I don't know.
That's very popular. But
okay.
One of those two guys should sponsor it. But what I like about both those entities, they not only sell bikes, they promote bike activities. George is the one who does that fat tire thing in the winter.
Oh, okay.
He does that. And there's just a lot
of people. I would love to do that. Those are expensive, though.
Yeah. Those are.
I mean, you could buy a snowmobile. And have no effort for the same price.
But okay, so that's what we're going to do. So we can't start this today because we don't have the odometers installed.
Yeah. And I'm going on vacation next week, so I don't want to have.
I'm cooking brats for probably. I got kids are coming home, and I'm going to have a lot of parties this next couple of weeks. So.
Why don't we start at mid-July?
Okay,
and then we'll run it through the end of summer.
I like it.
All right.
I will reach out to George. Okay. I will go see him not after this show because I got something to do.
But can we also do this? Can we also do this, Todd? $50 bet. So I still got to feed the starving kids.
Yep.
You don't care. I know that, Jim.
It's obvious.
So, yeah, very obvious. Former mayor hates starving kids. But anyway, here's what I want to do. When Mark Houston comes in, Mark, if you're listening, can you bring in one of those BMI gauges?
And some literature on
on what?
Because
there's no
weight loss.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the
the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on our one-year anniversary show, which has turned out to be a disaster. Well, to be honest. Yeah. Okay, now, Sharon, one of my favorite people, connected. Who's a parking attendant. If you're working, could you come down to our area and take the bags off the parking meters that were installed because of our anniversary show that Jim organized several months ago and forgot to cancel?
Yeah. Sharon or Chris Pierlot, if you're listening, you're the director.
Do you want us to do it? Should we just run out and take them off? Or
I don't know. That's be hard to do. You got to.
Oh, do you?
The clips are.
Oh, okay. No, they're just tied on there or something.
No.
Okay.
No, they're.
Could you do that? And we apologize.
And then we can let people park. But still, uh-huh. You got 40 minutes because.
Before the meters would kick in.
Right.
Yeah. If you could do that, Sharon.
And if you want to maybe. Well, I'll tell you what you could do as an anniversary gift is just leave us a couple of
bags. For a couple of weeks.
Then we could park there.
Yeah, leave us a couple of bags. I like that. I think that's a really great idea. You know what I was thinking about yesterday, though? I'm going to be honest. Oh, we got a text here. I would think Jim could get the Department of Public Works to install your odometers. Good point. Good point.
That's possible. Mm-hmm. They are good people over mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, when I was going down the Fox River Trail yesterday.
Yeah.
I.
Did you buy a pass? Or you know you were walking.
I was walking.
Okay, you're walking and take your bike. Right.
I read the sign. I'd never read the sign before.
Yeah. That people don't read signs.
I never read the sign.
You know why they don't read signs?
Why?
Because there's too many of them.
Okay. So anyway, I'm gonna get one though. I'm gonna get a season pass. So I think that'd be great to go in the fall, especially too. You know?
It's $20.
I mean, I'd like to I'd like to do bad things to those geese.
No.
I know. But they stand there and they just look at you
they
won't
arrogant.
Move.
Wow.
And it's just, and you know what I do when I go by? I go, rah, rah,
yeah,
rah.
No, they don't rah, care there.
And they won't move. I swear to God, they just look at me.
They're
like,
got an
really?
Attitude.
You want some?
Yeah,
you want some
right.
of this?
You want some of this?
Yeah. And you got to go off the trail to get around them. They won't move. And they open their mouth like they're going to bite you.
Yeah.
They won't move.
They stare you down.
They
too.
Stare you down. But I try to talk to them in their language.
Yeah.
Rah, that's, rah, yeah. Rah, and no, they won't move.
Yeah.
I mean, there's goose crap all over the trail. That can't be healthy for anybody, is it? I mean, you get that on your shoes and you get diseases.
But there's, yeah, well, I don't know about that.
No,
but
you
I
get
just,
diseases from goose crap. I know that. Bad diseases.
Like planter's foot.
Planter warts.
Yeah, warts, whatever you said.
There's okay. a lot right, of stuff right, you can right. get from that. But anyway, what I'm saying is.
What?
I'm going to buy a pass.
Yes, you should. You should. I'm, yes. And. But we have to work.
I got
to
read this text. What? You guys had so much content and time to cover a week's worth of shows. How in the bleep did you bomb this show? Give that a bell, Tom.
Oh. Yeah, I know. We did have time. It didn't jump off us on us. Could have had special guests, could have had a band, could have had a ping pong ball drop.
Fried cheese curds.
Fried cheese curds. It was all in the makings. But
it was all there for the taking.
All right.
We had the street shut off.
We got part of it done, John.
I can't even imagine. I mean, but when they were out there with the sawhorses, the city bus had to stop.
Yeah.
The city bus had to come to a stop.
We had to leave them around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to take them. All right. Okay. Well, live and learn. All right. So.
No big deal. Live and learn. No big deal. We used to shut down North Washington Street all the time in the mornings during rush hour. Yeah. All the time. Nobody ever complained. I know.
I'm still sweating and because I'm still like nervous about that whole thing.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, no, they could charge us.
No, they won't.
Mm?
Dear Mr. That Michaels.
Yes.
We're here to inform you that due to the actions of Jim Schmidt, we will be fining the radio station.
10,000. Give us the forward address for Civic Media in Madison, Wisconsin.
I did copy Todd on the email. So, yes. All right. Okay. Okay. Communication, Johnny. It's the business we're in.
Communication is the business that we're in. Yeah. Wow. Right. Free to agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. Who did that song?
I didn't know that was a
something.
Song.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing about love. That's the thing about love. Education is the matter. You don't know that song?
No.
There's a really popular song in the 70s.
Yeah. Todd would know it. I don't.
The
I don't,
things we do for love. The things oh, we yeah, do for love.
Yeah.
Walking in the rain it, and yeah. the snow, and there's no
the
place
words,
to go,
but,
and you feel like your heart
it's
is
kind of
crying.
Like you sing it to a different melody. That's why I didn't recognize
well,
it.
Every song doesn't have to be exactly the same, Jim.
No, no, I'm just, no, John.
You know music, you'd know that, that things, you know,
that's not what
things get changed once
I'm
in a while.
I'm saying, what they no, when you sing it, they get changed. Okay, what do we want to do here? This is, we got to, hey, so we've been on a year.
Yeah.
And one of our great advertisers is Pello.
Yeah.
And the way that happened, I just, I've told you this story before, but I was at a party on July 4th.
I was at a party once.
Pool party. And
okay. I've never been to a pool party, though.
It's a great party, and it's an annual thing. Okay. And Mike Kalowertz was there, and he says, what are you doing now? And I said, hey, get this. Last week started a radio show with John Mino. Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I'm like, well, no, I don't know about that. But I did start a radio show with John Mino. He said, look, send us some advertising information because I like both you guys. Mm-hmm. And they've been a great
sponsors,
sponsor.
Great
I mean,
sponsors.
Really, they have
fantastic.
Been. And a couple reasons. One is he does like you and me. But I've also been a huge fan of their product since, oh, my God, I can't believe how 20 years ago. But we've had those guys in those old houses to fix up. Are not cheap, right? So you kind of maybe do some, maybe two or three windows a year. It's hard to do all 20
absolutely.
Windows in 1 year. You'd have to take out a pretty good size loan for that. So anyway, we worked with Pello, and then they did our doors and our windows, and then our third floor, because we live in an old house, they put the arches on the windows.
Nice.
That is not, you can't buy that.
No, that's not custom.
You couldn't. And they came in and they really designed it, really, and you've been over there, but
once.
It's just whatever. But you know, to do arched windows is fits the neighborhood, and they did that. They're the ones who came and said, "Look, you want to make these windows arch?" I'm like, "Do I? Absolutely!" And they showed us some drawings and said, "You could do this, you could do that. Wood, you could do vinyl, which we wouldn't do, and then wood, which we did do." And we really it added a lot to our house. We didn't do it because it was a great investment, but it did help the value of our house, I'm sure. But we're not going anywhere.
Hey, Todd. You know, we're talking about the one time I went to his house for his Christmas party.
Yeah, the one time I was there.
Yeah,
sure.
One time he was really nice. He let me park my car over there.
Yeah.
That's
right.
And Donna's the nicest person in the world. Oh, nicest person in the world.
And Jim, I like you and I love you as a brother, but I don't know how you ended up
no,
with that.
Nice,
she's so
I,
nice.
Most calm person.
People
just
say that.
Reasonable, just nice and
oh
just.
My gosh, you know, she is an angel.
Yeah.
She,
and anyway.
People say that.
So anyway. And she's like, hey, say hello to Jim. He's inside. I got to go. So I go up and I ring the doorbell, no answer, knock on the door. I hear Milton there. And I hear him go, shh, shh, shh.
That's not true.
Swear to God, true story. And that reminds me of the time. You know what that reminded me of?
I was sleeping.
You know what that reminded me of, Todd? It reminded me of the time when on Halloween, it was during a Packer game, and I was living in Alloway, and they used to do it on like Sunday afternoons at like 3.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay? And I ran out of candy. Well, I'm not going to go to the store to get during a Packer
game.
Right,
right.
So my basement, you know, it was in my basement type thing with the window, and I had the Packer game on, and kids were, you know, ringing the bell, trick or treat, and I heard a kid was looking at the window, goes, the TV's on, somebody must be home. This is no lie. I got down, I like low crawled like an army guy, and got behind the couch, and I was peeking around the couch to watch the game, because these kids got their faces up to my window. They're knocking. Mr. Mino!
John,
I think he's there. I can see the TV on.
Yeah,
Mr. Mino, trick or treat. And I'm laying behind the couch trying to watch the game. That's what it reminded me of when I knocked on your door that day to see if you wanted to have a cup of coffee.
I'm not even sure of the two of you at this point. I'm not even sure which one's more screwed up after this morning with Jim. And now that story about you.
I just got a text from one of my all-time great listeners. Meet Mama, we used to call her. She said, I laughed on my way to work. Reminds me of the good old days when you did your show for an anniversary show outside your old station, and you had your old boat, the Fossil, delivered.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember I told you guys I had a boat?
Yeah.
I had a boat. It was a wooden boat. It was a beautiful boat. I loved that boat.
All right.
We're going to send our quick break. Malcors are in the house. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how Wednesday's ruling will be applied. There's more law enforcement out on the water this holiday weekend, making sure people are boating sober. Savannah Tomei Olson has more on Operation Dry Water.
Please be careful on the water this weekend. Since the project began in 2009, law enforcement has gotten more than 6,000 drunk boaters off the water. The DNR says wear life vests and have a designated driver. Alcohol is a leading factor in boating deaths. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. While President Joe Biden is campaigning in Madison today, fellow Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin will be in Northeast Wisconsin for her statewide Fired Up for Tammy tour. She will make appearances in Marinette and Brown County today. Baldwin's campaign says the tour was planned for weeks and announced before Biden's visit to Madison was announced. Alcohol consumption is part of the culture of Wisconsin, but Sober Green Bay is working to cultivate sober-friendly spaces in the community. John Plageman.
There's a lot of us here, and what we're trying to promote is not only people that are in recovery, but people that are sober in general. I think the sobriety movement misses people that choose sobriety, whether it's religious, health, or just don't want to drink.
Coming up Tuesday, July 9th, Sober Green Bay and the Green Bay Rockers are hosting Slide Into Sobriety Night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. Tonight, rain will end. It'll gradually clear overnight. Our low 59. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Hey, we got a legitimate announcement we have to make here. It's from the Green Bay Police Department. Green Bay Police Department is on scene of a disturbance in the 1300 block of East Mason Street. Is currently asking the public to avoid the immediate area and find alternate routes of travel. 1300 block of East Mason Street between South Irwin and South Baird. Temporarily closed due to this incident, which was reported just before 6:15 this morning. Says the media, please just go to South Baird and East Mason. Further details will be released when available. But once again, the Green Bay Police Department on the scene of disturbance, 1300 block East Mason Street, right now, asking the public to avoid the area, find alternate routes of travel. So South Irwin and South Baird both closed right now.
Busy street.
Wow.
This time of the morning, that's too bad. I'm sure the disturbance
is... That's not good.
They'll keep that under control.
So I got the Malcors here, who just got back from Alaska.
Yeah.
So I was doing my fundraising thing where I was going to bring bottles to Michigan.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys bring in a bottle of Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Which is really, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Okay. Remember when you and I were talking that our families are from the same area in Italy?
Yeah.
Do you remember where I told you my mom was from?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, okay? Bergamo.
Okay, yeah.
Where is that Pellegrino made? Look at the label. Check out the label.
See, now I got to get on my cheaters. This isn't good radio. I got to get my cheaters.
Right there. Look at that.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Huh.
Bergamo, Italy is where it's made. Huh. And that's where my mom's from.
It's the source.
Yeah, and here we were both looking up Bergamo. Yeah.
Look at that.
How funny is that?
Huh? Who knew?
Should buy stock. They always tell
you. How
you
guys doing?
Buy local.
We're doing good.
Did you hear about our dilemmas today?
Yes,
I did.
Saw the pictures. Yeah. Well, happy anniversary, by the way.
Thanks.
Got some good texts here. Thank you for the best morning show. I look forward to listening every day. You guys are the best. Happy 1 year. Another text. Wasn't the fossil loaded with Schlitz and beef jerky sticks? Yeah. So I've always wanted a boat.
Sure.
And there's nothing I enjoy. It's just like with cars. The older, the better. You know, you just love the. So a guy. Gave me a boat. In fact, I think his son or daughter was in our daughter's classes over at the school at Notre Dame and stuff. But anyway, here's the deal. It was this beautiful wooden boat.
Sure.
Chris Craft, would it be a Craftsman or Chris Craft? It was like from the Ford. It actually had the flag in the back was a 48 star flag.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What was the engine?
It's my dream. I don't know. It was inboard, though. Or outboard, one of the two. But anyway, I don't know.
Did it ever hit the water?
It's one of those squirrel cage designs.
Here's the deal. The guy said it's been on dry dock for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So you need to kind of restore it. A lot of sand it all down. You might have to caulk some things or whatever, you know, all those kind of things. I'm like, great, that's a great winter project. Yeah. But it won't fit my garage.
Yeah.
So a guy said, hey, you want me to store it for you? And I'm like, yeah. Never, don't know what happened. All of a sudden, somebody told my daughter or something, said, hey, so my friend so-and-so had said the boat's awesome. It's going up and down the Fox. So somebody basically commandeered my boat. But I was going to use
it's
it
like
for
a
my...
pirate.
Yeah! I was going to use it for my radio show. And yes, we were going to load it with Schlitz beer and beef jerky. And that was going to be our whole cruise.
Sounds like a horrible next morning.
I was going to have sunset cruises on my boat, the Fossil.
Fossil.
My buddy Nick, he even wrote a song about it to the tune of Edmund Fitzgerald. which got some controversy. But anyway, I still remember the classic line.
I think I go back to, did it hit the water? Did it float?
Yeah. And the line I remember most was, the searchers all say it would have made Eshwabame if it put just 1 mile behind her.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody remembers the boat, the fossil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and it always makes a good morning show when things like that happen.
Oh,
right?
My Lord. But when we saw, Todd and I both looked at each other, and it wasn't like a funny thing. It was like, oh, no.
I know.
I mean, we were like, But when we came, it's so funny this morning. I'm walking in down the sidewalk, and there's Jim going that way, heading north. He's like, where's he going? It's like, and I'd be like, was that Jim? And then he waved, and then he turns around. I said, what are you doing? I said, you're going north. He goes, well, the parking meters are all shut off. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on. He says, because we're anniversary show. I forgot to tell him not to do it.
Well, I think they still have covers on them.
I know.
We just walked by them.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll fix it.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben, Indiana, Manicor, how you doing?
We're doing good.
I know you went to Alaska, but you got some sun in Alaska.
I know. That's what Todd said.
Yeah.
We did hike.
We did. Yeah, we did a lot of hiking.
We went to Glacier Lake. Honestly, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. The whole state should be a state park.
See, like I said, I was there twice for basketball tournaments. Sure. And you don't really get a chance. But I was in Anchorage and what's the further one? It's called the Top of the World Classic. Fairbanks.
Oh, okay.
And I thought the same thing. It's like, if I ever did this again, I mean, which I won't, but it's like, I would have wanted to stay an extra week. Okay, tournament's over, and then explore.
Yeah.
Because, like my hotel room, I'm looking out, and there's this big, huge snow-covered mountain.
Yeah.
And these, you know, these little planes, and I've always wanted to be a bush pilot.
Sure.
These little bush,
it's crazy.
And I thought, my God, is this nice?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't get a chance, and you guys had a chance to explore it.
Yeah.
You looked out the window and saw that snow-covered mountain, that was probably Mount Delaney, which is the tallest mountain in the United States.
Might have been.
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. It was big.
Yeah.
It's the tallest.
Was that Mount Everest? Is that what you said?
No.
It's actually Mount McKinley.
Oh.
No, it's not.
It got renamed. It got renamed back to Denali.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It was Mount McKinley for a while and then got renamed back to its original
name.
Yeah, which was Denali.
Yes.
What did McKinley do that he lost it? I thought he was a good guy, wasn't he?
It's an article he said some stuff about.
But Fat Farmer? Did you hear that one today?
No.
Oh, so, okay. So yesterday, I don't know if you follow me on Facebook. I did a thing. So we had 100.
Is it bad if I say no?
No. That...
I think more highly of you.
I'm sure I do.
It would be pretty unanimous.
So here's the deal. We had today's our 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
So we had a $100 bet on who would lose the most weight in 1 year.
Because we weighed in last year on our first day of work.
And he wrote it down.
I wrote it down. It's in my book.
Yeah. I would imagine you guys did exceptional at this.
Phenomenal.
So anyway, it hasn't been a good summer for me.
Tell Ben, though, that we started, first of all, it was like a 2 month. And it was like whoever lost the most weight. Was it a 1 month? Was it a 1 month?
I don't
know. No, it was 1 month. It was 1 month. Whoever lost the most weight had to pay the other guy's charity $100. Sure.
So mine was to feed the starving children, which is something I think is important.
A great
cause. Jim was like, they're fine.
Homeless shelter. So what happened? And we had to go to legal consulting on this one.
Wow.
So we weighed in. Johnny and I weighed in. It's the same weight. And not the same weight. We weighed in. And then 30 days later, it was like whoever lost the most weight.
Sure.
They had to pay the other person's charity $100. Fine. So we weighed in and Johnny gained 4 pounds. And
no, I didn't.
And I gained 6. All I know is we both gained weight. So I said the bet was null and void.
Oh, after the first 2 months. Yeah. But don't you see? Here's the deal.
You guys were playing the long game.
Hey, Donald Trump, quiet. We're having a debate here. Mute his mic.
Oh, no.
So anyway, here's the deal. So yes, it was 2 months, okay?
Yeah.
And we did weigh in. And I did gain 4 pounds.
Sure.
He gained 6. I still think I won the bet.
And I didn't. No. Null and void. You guys are realtors. You're realtors.
What did the contract say? How is it written?
Whoever loses the most weight. Johnny, I don't know why you keep fighting.
But I gained less than him.
Yeah, you
That's
gained
not
less.
The weight. That wasn't the bet. That wasn't the bet.
I'm going to go with you, Jim, on this one.
Agreed.
As you should, because we sat at the Christmas party across on a table from us was a lawyer. And we asked him, and he's like, "There's nobody won that bet because
it's worded. It can't be banked."
He was actually a judge.
Realtors in your contract.
You know, there's a workout facility right here.
Don't even get me started. So anyway, so here's the deal. So then we extend it to the 1 year anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were going to have this big show in his mind. He was going to have a helicopter flying over, dropping ping pong balls.
I booked a band.
The street had a band.
I did.
Food vendors.
I did.
Everything.
Okay. Food vendors, a band.
Wow.
So anyway, so today was going to be a win. So I haven't had a great summer. Even though I bought a bike, but you heard what happened
last week.
I saw your post about the storms. You were going to go out.
Yeah, but I couldn't because
of the
storms.
Yeah, you couldn't because of the storms.
So I bought, 20 years I've been talking, I got to buy a bike. 20 years. Yeah. I go down from the cooperative, bike cooperative?
Collective, right?
Collective. Like
the Green Bay Bike Collective.
Bought a used bike, but a real cool bike, kind of like a mountain bike. Took it out the first day. My thighs were pretty sore because, remember. Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going out the next day. I'm going to put it on, I'm going to go a lot of miles.
Yeah.
I get stopped by park rangers and get a ticket.
Oh, you didn't buy a pass.
I didn't buy a pass.
On the Fox River Trail?
Yeah.
It's free in the city. That's the county that finds
sure.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. When you get out there.
I know. I know.
So you went too far. You were too eager.
Yeah. So that was going to be my weight loss thing.
Yeah.
So here we are yesterday. It's like, oh, my God. I checked my skill at home. It's like, I got it. Okay. So heat index was 98 degrees yesterday. We had, what's your buddy's name from Western that we had on yesterday?
Tad.
And we're talking, he was a wrestler, and Jim was, and we're talking about all the ways wrestlers used to go crazy to make
weight. Wait.
So what did I do? I went out yesterday, 1 hour and 47 minutes in the heat of the day, walked 12,400 steps.
Wow.
Okay?
You did.
This is no lie. I mean, it's all water weight. I know that, but that's what wrestlers, doesn't matter.
Sure,
wrestlers,
sure.
When I stepped to my scale, and I was naked, so it wasn't like whatever. I'm just saying.
I just hate when he says that.
I know.
So
I feel like that's TMI.
You know how I win the bet? When he tells me that story, I throw up. So I...
I'm just saying it was going to be legitimate because after you do it, and if you go in your sweaty clothes, that's like an extra 4 pounds.
Oh, you're right.
Absolutely.
And when you make weight, one pound, half a pound could be the difference between you wrestle or you don't wrestle.
Yeah, you were like a UFC fighter.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Weighing in. So when I got on the scale right before I went, I was 230 pounds.
Okay? Sure.
When I got back, I was 225.5.
Wow.
4.5 pounds of water weight. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, I got this.
Yeah.
I hardly ate anything last night. Didn't drink anything except water. The whole thing. What?
No, it's just, you're right. I keep going.
So we come in, and I still lose the bet.
By just a little bit.
I mean, the whole time, Mark Hewson, who comes on all the time from Bell and Sports Medicine, was talking about how dangerous heat index can be.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're frying your insides, your body. And I was thinking, I know I'm frying the insides of my body.
But I'm losing weight.
And I like to say, when you got a big, big fatty steak in the grill, and you see that fat just kind of ooze out and just sizzle. That's what I felt like I was doing to myself in a good way.
Yeah.
And I still lost the bet.
I was feeling it too. We were on staging at home yesterday, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything sticking to you.
Yeah. That was a hot, humid day yesterday.
Yeah. Humidity.
But that's why I did it. I wore a black t-shirt to sweat more and the whole thing.
But what did you learn from that, Johnny? It's temporary. You need to go on
All I needed to do, Jim. Todd, what did I say as soon as I came in here this morning?
He did. He wouldn't even drink coffee.
I'm like, I'm never going to have a cup of coffee or anything yet because I want to weigh in beforehand. So I felt like a wrestler who's trying to make weight, and if I'm a pounder,
Anyway, so we've extended the bet now because, well, Johnny's got to give New Community Shelter $100, which is great.
Which is great.
It is
and the kids will keep starving, which is fine, in Jim's opinion.
I love that charity. I've worked with that charity. I have worked with that charity. So we've extended the bet, and somebody sent in, we asked our listeners, what's the next bet? Then they said, who can bike the furthest in the next 60 days? And I think that's a cool bet.
Yeah.
But what we have to do is we're going to talk to George at Broken Spoke or those Schmichel brothers.
Or the Flukies.
Or the Flukies or whatever. Says somebody to put.
We got to get odometers installed.
On our bikes. Yeah.
I think both of you are wishing for rain.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true.
Oh, but no, here's the part, though. Here's the part that's so horrible.
On what?
So I said, well, there needs to be an asterisk next to that bet that we had because he hired, when we did the bet, he hired a professional personal trainer.
Oh. I do. I go there three times a week. I go 10 o'clock and Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
John could have hired. He
Oh, yeah, thank you, Todd. Oh, and he cooks like these high-carb things for me. Yesterday, he gave me this big thing of spaghetti and rolls.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave me this soup. He gave me this soup. He made you some homemade seafood soup.
Seafood bisque.
Seafood bisque. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, this is so, look at me, health-wise, this is great. I go, what was in that? It was really tasty. He goes, well, a lot of cream, a lot of butter, a lot of bacon.
I like that it was a bisque. He does it right. Well, yeah, we were just saying, the last time we were here, I think there was breakfast cookies, and I was going to bring some breakfast brownies, but then totally forgot.
Well, today I eat them, But here's the deal, though. So this is the most offensive part of the day. Jeez. Not closing off Washington Street, but that's not the most offensive. He says, when I said about you got a person, he goes, well, you can do that. Just go to the fat farm. When's the last time you heard the term fat farm?
It's been a while.
I don't even think that's politically correct.
No.
Thank you.
We
got to stay to a break.
You guys know me.
I call it the way I see it. Yeah, okay. We got to stay to a break. The Malcor's in the house. We might talk real estate.
The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. More from the Mino and the Mayor Anniversary Show on the Best of Mino and the Mayor on WGBW and WISS. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. It's a segment devoted to real estate, moving with the Malcors, Ben and Deanna Malcor. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, our pleasure. Yeah.
You bet.
But I will say this, you brought in some great replacements.
Oh, thank you.
They were
all great.
We enjoyed that. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. Bastons are amazing.
Yep.
So and is Rochelle.
I know.
Right. She was great.
She's our Southern Belle.
She was great. You guys, the people you brought in were awesome.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
And real estate. We actually, you know, Johnny and I are both realtors, but we even learned something from, how important that is. And, real estate is more than just a transaction of, as a matter of fact, I was out with somebody. They said, God, I wish I would have listened to your show before I bought my house. He did. I was at St. Brendan's with somebody last week, and he had said that. But there's just so much more to it than just the transaction of buy, sell. It's the inspection. It's the financing opportunities. It's everything.
Yeah.
Staging. I know you were doing that yesterday when I called. And there's just a lot more to real estate than just putting a sign in for
and she mentioned in the break, you're talking about, we're talking about the heat index.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything hotter than a house that people, that's been vacant for like a few weeks this time of year when it's been closed up?
Yeah. No air circulating. Right.
And I'll never forget maybe my worst day in real estate, little house over here on the west side, and it'd been closed up and a lady had lived there and it was just this kind of weather. Okay. And we had to get, it smelled so bad of cat urine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the couch that was in there, just terrible.
Yeah.
But she must have got it put in when she put in this big bay window or something.
Okay.
It literally, and I used to work part-time as a mover when I was in, so I kind of know some of the, how impossible to get out. We had to take a handsaw and cut that thing in half. We had to cut it in half. It had to be 110 degrees in that house. This little house had been closed up for like a month and reeked so bad. You can't get rid of that smell.
No, not until you strip out, the drapes, the carpet, the furniture, and, sometimes repaint. Even paint the wall.
And these people sometimes, they don't notice it.
They don't.
Oh, my gosh. Well, no.
So we could never have showed that house if we didn't do all that stuff. I mean, those are the things that people think real estate, oh, my gosh, that's going to be the greatest job. They don't know the behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind.
Oh, my God. Hours and hours.
That's when we were on staging and putting everything back into the warehouse yesterday and kind of getting these couches on top of couches to stack. And the lady that I was doing it with was another realtor. And Nikki said, I should take our pictures because people have no idea.
We're both just
sweat from head to toe.
Because people only see the pristine aspect.
Absolutely. It was not pretty whatsoever. But they do. Now, we have, this is totally kind of somewhat off topic, but is it the ozone machine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we've got an ozonator.
Yeah, so, some of those homes that have kind of, if they smoke in the home, they had pets, cats. Cats are sometimes a little bit, that's a little harder to get rid of. But we have a machine.
Can I ask you something? Because I've never had a cat. Don't they pee in their litter boxes? Or do they just do it anywhere they want?
From the smell, I think they do it anyway.
Right? You're going to get some... No.
Okay.
I'm mildly afraid of cats.
Here. Use the box. Yeah, come on.
They pretty much do what they will.
I think so. I think they know. They got
an attitude.
What are you going to do?
Dogs go outside, which is where.
But this machine we can put in there for like 24 hours, I think. You can't. Nobody can be in the house.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You shouldn't breathe it.
Yeah, you shouldn't breathe while.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, no, we use those for smoke. Yeah, we couldn't have animals in these. I used to sell some condos, but the smoke, people, and you can do a lot, like you said, you know, you can wash the drapes, but it still gets in there. And those machines are worth it, but it's 24 hours. Nobody can go in there.
No.
And it must be a pretty heavy chemical, but once you do it, it works.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it, you know, back to like the smell with the carpets, and it's in the carpet. It's sometimes the subfloors, the drapes, the paint, you've got to repaint, seal that up.
I remember we bought our first house in Alloway. Very nice lady lived there, the whole thing, whatever. And, you know, put in the offer, got accepted, all excited, and she moved out. And we go there, and she'd had all of her pictures up still and everything. And now all of a sudden, you have the square because she was such a heavy smoker, but you didn't realize. You just thought that was the color of the paint, right?
Yeah.
It's like, ah!
Yeah. Wasn't there a comedian that kind of did that with the Blockbuster? Like, you can just see, they've taken the sign down.
Spelled in filth.
Homes can get like that. It's amazing how fast that can happen.
I saw a good thing. I'm on that thing from, you know, whatever things you get on the internet all the time, the notices from real estate and everything like that, I still get that. But one of the things a guy said that was pretty good, he said he'd been in business, I think, 36 years. And he said, you want to know one thing I've learned about real estate? He said, it's like the ocean. Sit and watch the waves come in, and that's what's going to happen now. And then the waves go out, and it all changes. And he said, that's the way real estate, people are getting so squirrely about, I'll never be able to buy a house, and the rates are so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, just ride it out, right?
Ride it out. Yeah. Everything changes. I mean, I think that's universal. For everything.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean,
it's the long game. It's like investing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, for sure. So, and it's, you know, home prices will, they'll probably always tick up. I mean, I think they can sit flat in a bad market for a while.
Sure.
I mean, hopefully we never get back to like 2007, 2008. But, you know, interest rates, they go up and down.
Absolutely.
You can always refinance.
And you always said in election year things could happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much going on this
year.
Right.
So many moving parts.
It's going to get crazy.
Going on? You tell me. Your show right here.
I know, right? Do we real estate?
Let's talk real estate.
We got a whole 3 minutes.
Thanks for being here.
We'll sum up what we were going to talk about really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get
a lot of people who, not that they're thinking of selling right away, but down the road, or maybe buyers that they're just closing on a house. They know they want to do some updates to it while they live in it. What are kind of the best updates that you're going to get your money out?
Perfect.
Going forward.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to start?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the one of the big ones is the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's ironic because we spend less and less time as Americans because we're so busy in the kitchen. Or at work and whatnot, so we don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. But yeah, the kitchen is a big one.
But we have big plans too.
Everybody does.
I don't know. Really, is that true? I just love the kitchen.
You know what?
And my kids,
you're right.
We chill in the kitchen.
Every party
it's a gathering place.
Yeah.
It
is. Even when our kids come over, and we sit in the kitchen.
And we like to cook as a family. I like to cook, but you know, if you're doing. I just think to get the kids involved, it's just fun. We talk, and I'm surprised the kitchen would. I would put a lot of money into my kitchen in my next house.
You know what? The kitchen is one of the few places probably that you're going to get your money out.
Yeah.
You know, if you're putting in high-end appliances, people love that. They love granite or hard surfaces, whether it's quartz, granite. They love backsplashes. New, if your cabinets are old but really nice, just have them resurfaced, whether it's restained, repainted, whatever it is.
And that is one thing that can date a home really, really quickly when you walk in is the countertops and the cabinets in particular.
And the hardware
and
on
the kitchen.
Them.
Right. But boy, people look at the kitchen.
Oh, it's
they do.
One of the first things.
Right?
Yeah. Because you immediately are dreaming of all the people you're going to have over.
Right.
You're going to entertain. Yeah. Your family's going to be there. Christmas is going to be there.
You just mentioned something that people overlook. The hardware.
Yeah.
On cabinets can make such a difference.
Huge.
I mean, I've seen where people like just kind of, you know, classy things up a little bit. All they did was change the hardware and it gave the cabinets a different look.
Sometimes it's just changing the hardware and the pendant lighting.
All right. Can you guys stick around?
We'll use up
a little bit of your time here. Stick around. Malachor is in here. Ben and Deanna back right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Earl Ingram. tune in to the show Friday for my regular conversation with my good friend Sandy Williams. We'll talk about the 4th of July, my interview with President, and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool and easy dinner, when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your favorite sandwich on than Country Hearth Natural Breads. Try their Dakota-style 12-grain or 100% whole wheat bread. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey. Country Hearth Hearty Breads are not only a nutritious choice for your family, but a delicious one too. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.